Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
On now, Her Radio, with founder and CEO of EmpowHer.com, Michelle King Robeson, and New York Times bestselling author and leading women's healthcare expert, Dr. Pam Peake, on Radio MD.
Okay, that's it, Michelle. I need some simple, optimal aging rules for women. That's it.
Good luck.
So where are they? Why did I bring that up? Because we just so happen to have on the show a marvelous guest. Her name is Cindy Joseph. She's the founder of Boom. And you've got to go to her website, which is boombycindyjoseph.com. She is, oh my gosh, what can I say? You've seen her picture in all kinds of amazing places, magazines, other places. She's in her early 60s. She's modeling. She
gorgeous.
Is a makeup pro. She's gorgeous. She's the one with that beautiful, flowing, gray-white hair. And she's here to say, girlfriends, I got some simple, optimal aging rules for women. Cindy, take it away.
I love it. Well, first off, I'm going to say we call it silver hair instead of gray hair because gray has
right.
a negative connotation.
Okay.
And silver
mea
is
culpa, mea culpa.
but this is one of the things. It's starting to not just accept, but celebrate your age. Wear your crow's feet with pride like they're badges. Look at your silver hair and consider it a valuable, beautiful crown jewel. Start showing it off. But, you know, be proud of it. And know that you can only get better as time goes by. You can only add to your self-knowledge, your skills, your experiences, your wisdom, your, you know, everything that you're doing, you're getting better at because you've been doing it longer and you've added on more and more to who you are and what your bag of tricks are. So you're actually getting better. But we're still
Well, Cindy, can you do us a favor?
Yes.
Michelle and I were sitting here just wondering, tell us your basic regimen throughout the day. Start with when you get up in the morning, classically, are you a lark or an owl? And you know, what do you eat? How do you exercise?
And how do you take care of your skin?
Yeah, and just your skin regimen. So start it off.
How long does it take you to put on your makeup? All those things.
Okay, we're up now. Okay, what time do you get up?
Okay, great. I usually wake up naturally at 5:30 a.m.
That's my girl.
And it's nothing that I planned. It's nothing that I taught myself to do. It's always been my natural body clock. And I think that's one really important thing to do. If you can organize your life so you can follow your natural body clock. I used to think I had to do my exercise first thing in the morning and get it over with. And I discovered when I experimented and exercised at different times of the day that 1 o'clock is what worked for me. That's when my body was ready to rev up and, you know, do aerobics and do weightlifting and all those things. So I make sure that that's when I go to the gym or that's when I practice my yoga or whatever I'm doing. I also think it's really great to switch up things. I'm not a gym rat. I'm not somebody that practices any particular activity every single day all the time for 10 years straight. You know, I go through periods where I don't do anything. I go through periods where I just want to learn a new sport like tennis or racquetball. Maybe I'll just turn on the music and dance. Move your body. That is critical. If you're going to walk, if you're going to run, if you're going to, whatever you're going to do for movement, move your body. It's meant to move. And if you don't use it, you're going to lose it.
Okay, so you're going to get, so you get up in the morning and you start and you've got to eat something, right? And then you're going to also probably do something to your skin. So what are you eating and what are you putting on your skin before you head out the door?
Well, I don't eat right away. If I wake up at 5:30, I usually get hungry about 8:30, 9 o'clock. So I wait until then. But before that, I always drink water. And I'm not naturally a water drinker. So that is something that I really have to discipline myself to do. I actually got this little app once to remind me to drink water. I think that's very important. And I also mix it with coconut water because there are electrolytes and things that have your body utilize the water better than if you just drink it by itself.
Right.
And then my first meal is always fruit. I start it with fruit. I love berries, so I'll have a bunch of berries and a banana or something like that. And then when my meal next meal comes around, it's usually after 12 o'clock, maybe more like 1:30, and that is a combination of things. There's always a vegetable. It could be raw or cooked, and usually some type of a carbohydrate like brown rice or handmade corn tortillas or something like that. Recently, I've been making my own pan bread, and I'm almost 100% vegan. That's pretty much my regular diet. I've tried different things off and on throughout my life, and it just makes my body happy, and that's what I do.
Well, can we back up a little bit just for a second? So let's go back up to the morning. What do you do for your skin?
Okay, good question. I clean my face before I go to bed. So when I wake up in the morning, I do not wash my face. I may just splash water on it.
Well, what do you clean your face with?
When I actually clean it, I clean it with a cleanser made by USANA. And I am doing my best to create my own cleanser, but I haven't quite got there yet. So I recommend USANA's Sensei Gentle Facial Cleanser. I've used it for about 15 years. And it doesn't sting your eyes. If it gets in your eyes, it's very, very gentle. I love it. And then I lather on Boom Silk or Boom Cotton, which are two of the moisturizers that I've created. You can get through Boom by Cindy Joseph. And Boom Silk is handmade by beekeepers in Hawaii. And we came up with a great formula. And the reason it's so wonderful is not only is it organic olive oil for the oil, it's also made from everything in the beehive. And honey is known to heal the skin. In fact, hospitals are using it on their burn victims today. They are using it. They put gauze over the body and honey, and they are healing in half the time with less scarring. It's really a miracle.
Yeah, I've actually heard about this, so I'm not surprised whatsoever. So that's really cool.
I want to say one more thing about that. The propolis, which the bees make for their own nutrition and to keep the hive germ-free, is a natural antiseptic. And it goes on and on. You can read all about it on the website. It's pure. There's no added ingredients or perfumes. And I use that every single day. And I have to honestly say, it's amazing the response that we get from customers and what I see myself with my own skin.
So you take precautions about going outdoors. Do you use sunscreen? Do you wear protective clothing? I know one of the things is not to smoke, but what are things that you're doing to protect your skin and to keep that youthfulness?
Well, I think it's mostly genetics and what you're doing on the inside, how well you're eating. And I believe in the old adage, plenty of fresh air and sunshine, exercise, a lot of sleep, and eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. We have always heard that from when we were little kids, and it holds true. And if you do it, you'll see the results. There's no question. Exercise.
So I love that whole being outdoors, too. And the fact that you're drinking so much water, all the research now shows it's one of the best ways to detoxify, no matter what you do. And, you know, if you don't like the water as it is, I mean, the coconut water is great. Tea is another, you know, great way to go. And I'll drink to that as I sit here with my cup of tea. So,
I love my water. I drink 72 ounces a day because that's, you know, what my body requires.
Every time I see you, Michelle, you've got that big bottle. Well, everyone, we've been talking to Cindy Joseph, who is the founder of Boom, wonderful cosmetics and products for women. And you want to go to boombycindyjoseph.com. Thank you, Cindy, for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
Be gentle with your skin, take precautions like using sunscreen, and don't smoke. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.